This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where I grab a random podcast and then I see how long I can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Well, not really today because I've already heard this podcast. We're listening to What Was That Like? This is a show where the description from Apple Podcasts says real people in unreal situations. Each episode is a conversation with someone who has been through something extremely unusual, and I asked them, what was that like? The website is whatwasthatlike.com. Today we're going to be listening to an episode called Diana Survived a Plane Crash right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And as I said, I actually have heard this podcast already. I am subscribed to this podcast. It's actually one that always grabs my attention. I like it because it's not true crime. It's not a podcast about podcasting. It's not a marketing show. And there's always interesting stuff. So, for instance, if I go out to the show, here's just some of his titles. Karen was shot on the interstate. Chloe accidentally started a business. Kevin saved a life while golfing. Travis lost his son. Ross was blinded by his father. All sorts of a shiny ate his own foot. I think that's my favorite one. And so we're going to listen to Diane Survived a Plane Crash. And it goes a little something like this.
What Was That Like? Contains adult language and content and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
That's a deep voice.
They got through to the trauma center and they actually put them up to, they put the call through. And so they said, my nurse Lee said, she needs to talk to her son before she goes anywhere. And I could hear my son and he was just sobbing. He said, Mom, tell me you're going to be okay.
Music for the sake of nothing.
Welcome to What Was That Like? I'm your host, Scott Johnson. This is a show where we talk to regular people, people just like you or just like me, who have found themselves in an extremely unusual situation. We'll hear their stories and get inside their head because we all want to know, what was that like? More information about each episode at whatwasthatlike.com.
Nice.
Here we go.
All right.
Lexington, Kentucky, 1 p.m. on a Friday, Labor Day weekend. Diana, a medical flight nurse, was sitting in a Learjet. The pilot was unconscious. The co-pilot could not move because he had a broken back. Diana's patient had died on impact. The plane was sitting on Versailles Road in Lexington after it had just slid all the way across the road on its belly. The landing gear was gone. The right wing had been ripped off the plane. And now that it had come to a stop, Diana knew she had to get the door open and get people out because she could hear the crackling of fire and the cabin was filling with smoke.
All right, I'm going to jump in here. Normally I don't stop it, but I don't know about you, but I have the theater of the mind is in full effect right now with a plane on fire in the middle of an interstate. So he's doing a great job of really getting that theater of the mind going. And we also know the stakes. We got a dead person already. Everything's just Diane is in a mess. So it's a great job of really kicking in the theater of the mind.
Except she couldn't stand up because she had a broken back and two broken legs.
Not having a good day at all.
I think you'll hear from our conversation that Diana is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
She's the type of person who arrives and takes charge. She's a natural born leader who was born to help people who were in a bad situation. But for this story, that was turned around. She was the one in desperate need of help. I want to thank our mutual friend, Sandy, for connecting me with Diana. I continue really to be surprised at the people and stories that are right in my own network. and hang around after the conversation for a couple more things that might be of interest. I now have bumper stickers available if you'd like to let everyone know about your favorite podcast. And I recently appeared on another podcast hosted by my friends Glenn and Jamie, where we talked about this show and other podcasting related stuff. That's about a 15-minute interview that we'll play in full if you want to listen to it. And if you'd like to be a supporter of this show, you can do that at whatwasthatlike.com/support.
All right.
Now, please enjoy my conversation with Diana.
Okay. Because you had me going. And
have you ever been on a plane talking to a fellow passenger and told them this story?
Yes, actually, I have several times.
Really?
Yes. So
you're not worried that it might freak them out or something about flying?
That has been a concern of mine, but it has not. Actually, I think it allayed a couple fears, especially for one specific passenger when we were having some turbulence.
I'm just picturing, you know, somebody sitting next to you that's kind of scared of flying and you're saying, hey, let me tell you this story.
Yeah.
Back when this happened, your job title, was it a medical flight nurse?
I was the chief flight nurse for a nationally accredited critical care air ambulance called CareFlight.
And what was a typical day like, or what did you do in that capacity?
Well, we did fixed wing transport. So we flew Learjets, and we actually flew domestically as well as internationally. So a large majority of what I did was anytime a call would come in for a transport, I would make contact with the facility, the hospital where the patient was, to get a complete assessment report on the patient so that I knew what we needed as far as equipment, what we needed as far as medical staff. And then I did a large majority of the transports. So maybe I would do three or four flights in a week, one week, and maybe two the next. It just depended.
Now, this accident happened in Lexington, Kentucky, but you didn't live in Lexington at the time, right?
This is really weird because I've already heard most of this episode. And now that I'm sitting here just giving it my undivided attention and really listening, here's what happened. You really did a great job of just engaging the theater of the mind. And I'm picturing this airplane on fire sitting on a thing. And then you're like, hey, want a sticker? And join the Patreon. And thanks to Sandy. And I'm like, I think I would move that stuff to the end because you really like yanked me out of the theater. And I kind of know, like, I'm already halfway through the story. And then you bring on Diana and you're kind of like back to the beginning. So it's kind of interesting. I'm not sure. I understand what you're doing. And it worked really, really well in the fact that you're doing a really great tease that I want to hear this. The problem is you've already told me kind of half the movie. And now you're starting from the very beginning of the movie. And I'm kind of like, I don't really care what plane it is or whatever. I want to get right to the crash. So it's kind of weird. I liked this episode much better the first time I heard it when I was just walking around the neighborhood because I'm kind of used to the format. But now that I'm sitting here and really giving it my undivided attention, I'm like, and paying attention to how I feel and what I'm thinking, I actually don't like it as much. I'm kind of like, hey, I was already there, and now you're kind of going back to the beginning of the story. And I'm not sure how I would fix that is the thing. It's one thing to go, this kind of yanked me out of the story. So I would definitely move the Patreon stuff and the thanks to Sandy later, or I would move the boy, it's weird because I understand what you're trying to do, which is tease me to get to stay to listen, which I will because you did a good job. It's just a weird kind of engagement tease. And then I'm like, I want to get back to the story. So I'm just, that's the thing. It's you did a couple things really good there. And that's the problem is I've already, you've kind of spoiled the movie for me. Well, not really. And that's the one thing I do want to say, because I have listened to almost all of this episode. The one thing you did really good, and this is what is really great with storytelling, which is kind of what you're doing here. And I know I said this in the last episode, I'm going to say it again. Story Worthy by Matthew Dix is a really good book. If you're trying to construct a story, is the whole time, you know, we know that Diane's back is broken because you've already said that. But she's talking about her legs. And so about halfway through, I still don't know if this woman is able to walk. And I still don't know exactly what the extent of her injuries are. So I like the fact that you're kind of not just saying, she's fine now, don't worry about it. The whole time I'm listening to this episode, I like the fact that I don't know. Obviously, she's alive. That we figured out. So I like the fact that you don't like jump to the end and go, don't worry, don't be scared, because I don't want you to be frightened. It's like, no, she went through this. So I thought you did a really good job of that. And I realized that's not in the first 5 minutes. So I'm not sure here as I listen to this what my thoughts are, because I like the fact that you sucked me in. I guess I don't like the fact that you then pulled me out of the theater of the mind to then go back to the story. So it was almost like you're doing an NPR style there, where you're telling me the story. And I don't know if you were going to put in clips of Diane, but then you switched gears and now she's going to tell the story. So that's the only thing that I'm kind of like, Now, again, this isn't horrible because you have a really good story here. It's kind of hard to mess it up. But that's what I was thinking as I listened. That's my first impression. So now, in honest, that's my second impression. My first impression of this was earlier today when I actually listened to this episode walking around the neighborhood, and I wasn't thinking this then. So it's kind of weird. Maybe that's the problem, is this is a second impression, not a first. So that is where you, the listener, I would love to have your feedback. 888-563-3228. Maybe this is a case where me reading the book story worthy is ruining me for stories. I'm going to be hypercritical now, but I would love to hear your thoughts on this. You can also go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/314 if you want to leave a comment, or if you look in your app, if you swipe up or down or left or right, you'll see there's the phone number right there. I would love to know what you think, the listener, of this. If you were fine with the way Scott crafted this, or is there maybe a better way to do this? Did you have the same reaction where you were having a theater of the mind where he was explaining what was going on, and then when he switched to the interview, it kind of pulled him out? I would love to hear your feedback. Again, the number is 888-563-3228, or you can go to podcastrodeoshow.com/314. Now, if you would like your show right here, super easy, podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button, and your show will be right here. In fact, we actually got some feedback from somebody who was reviewed.
Hey, Dave, this is Justin Sinceri. I submitted the Polyvagal podcast to you. That's my podcast, along with Mercedes Corona. I wanted to first say thank you for the fair review. That was a lot of fun to listen to. It was pretty intense, but it was fun to listen to. My daughter actually pushed me. She and I listened to pretty much all your content throughout the week in the mornings as I drive her to school. And she pushed me for weeks. Have you submitted it yet? Have you submitted your podcast yet? Have you submitted it yet? So I finally did it last night. Actually, I'm just realizing, wow, I submitted it last night. And this morning, as I'm getting ready for work, I saw that you had somehow already created an episode, created your own content out of it. The turnaround time is absolutely insane. So, like, wow, I just really appreciate that. Great review for $5. I learned that my Audio Technica AT2020 is being misused because apparently it sounded like a Blue Yeti. So I got to really make sure that I'm using the best mic skills that I can. So I appreciate you pointing that out. And by the way, the polyvagal theory, I call it the science of connection in the intro to the episodes. It's basically how mammals react to danger. You've heard of the flight, fight, freeze thing, but there's a lot more to us. We talk a lot about that stuff, but it's also how we mammals and human beings connect to each other. So that's why we call it the science of connection. It's extremely niche, just like you said, and you're right. If you look up polyvagal theory or polyvagal podcast episodes, that you'll find mine. And that's how I get a lot of the ears that are listening to the polyvagal podcast, is simply by looking it up on Google, and there I am. And like you said, no one's going to think to look it up except for what we call trauma nerds, people who are into learning about trauma and how that affects the body. So it's extremely niche, and the level of word of mouth is, it's all, this is done by word of mouth, where the podcast is growing rapidly and it's purely by word of mouth. We haven't paid for advertisements whatsoever. It's all Instagram account and people saying, you know, people vouching for the podcast basically. And we've got some incredible super fans that are vouching for the Polyvagal podcast. So thank you for all you do, Dave. The amount of value that you bring to your listeners is incredible. And it's really served as a reminder for me because I want to keep giving out my content for free and really bringing value to people's lives without asking for anything in return. You did inspire me to do your Fiverr deal, and I upgraded from Anchor to Libsyn pretty much purely from all of your mentions of Anchor on your podcast and what you do not like about them. These are things I wasn't aware of, so having you harp on that for a while was actually really helpful, and I upgraded to Libsyn purely from you. So thank you very much for everything you're doing and inspiring me to make sure I'm bringing a ton of value to everyone that gives me their time. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Justin. And I will probably add you to my list of things of like, here's a really niche show. Like there's The Chameleon Breeder. There's Living with Herpes. There's a couple really niche show, and maybe I'll add you to that list. So when I'm doing presentations, thank you so much for the feedback and the kind words. And again, if you would like your show right here, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. If you want a full review, if you want to go deeper, you can. It's myself and Eric K. Johnson. He's got 30 years in radio, and we go over every inch of your podcast. It's like getting two podcast consultants for the price of basically a half. Go out to podcastreviewshow.com if you're interested in that. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.